Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Louis, this is frustrating coming down the stretch. You have games that you need to win, and yet some of the same mistakes keep popping up. So I'm sure it's frustrating for you as a manager to go through that.
Yeah, well, it's been tough to go through some of the things that we've gone. It's a good offensive team that we are. I mean, guys are, swinging the bat good. They create scoring scenarios, but, just running into outs on the bases or failing to drive in a run with runs in scoring position, I mean, it's really one of the things that got in the way to score even more runs, to support our pitching. So definitely tough, to be seeing that regularly, because it's happened to us a lot this season.
Pete Alonso has the game off today, and I wondered how frustrating it was. You're a predominantly left-handed hitting team, but when two of your bigger right-handed bats, Alonso and Wilson Ramos, have struggled for a lot of this year, how difficult is that?
It's been tough, just for the parts that gives the balance to us as a good offensive team as well. Like, our lefties have been swinging the bat really good. JD's been probably our best right-handed hitter. He's at the top of the lineup regularly, but having some of that depth and that balance, in between our lefties, like Alonso can do and Ramos can do. And those two guys have, come in situations with runs in scoring position, haven't been successful for a lot of the time. So it's been tough. I mean, it's been tough. We trust them. This is a different season, a short type of season where you got to make quick adjustments. They've shown a glance, at times that they're coming up, but then, they kind of like retreat a little bit. So, we have the 12 games left. I mean, we rely on them of just making the adjustment and coming in and contribute.
I thought it was interesting last night watching Edwin Diaz. He likes to work, but he had 6 days off, but yet he came in, blew away the side again. His strikeout numbers are just off the charts this year. Does that give you a good feeling that, maybe he's kind of passed things and has settled in pretty nicely?
He's done a great job. He's done a great job from that one game when he had a lot of adversity. I mean, we know that he's been a part of a couple of blown saves in tough situations that he's come in. Hasn't been able to shut the door for us. But Edwin's thrown the ball great overall. His strikeout ratio, the dominance against hitters, it's been outstanding. So very reliable. I mean, we needed to use him yesterday in the eighth inning because of the amount of days that he hasn't been on the mound. So glad we got him in there, and he's able to maintain his consistency of good pitching that he's done throughout the season.
I'm not big on hypothetical questions, but I'll throw one at you here anyway. You have your two best pitchers, starting pitchers, DeGrom and Lugo, going these two games. Wheeler and Nola are going for the Phillies. I don't think we need to say anything about them. We know how tough they are. But if you can get a couple of wins here against those types of pitchers, does that maybe give your team the confidence that you need to kind of push forward and finish with a flourish here?
Certainly. I mean, this is, we're playing playoff baseball right now in our mind. We got to go with everything tonight. We feel like a must-win game every night, especially this one, we were down to 12 games to go in the season, but our focus is in this one game. Facing those two guys, Wheeler first tonight, we come up with two big wins, and for sure it's going to give a great boost to our team.
Louis, good luck tonight. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Ed.